Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, I'm just going to get right into it because this episode is all about Bachelor in motherfucking Paradise. You know what I mean? Because this show is so good that I feel like my podcast is no longer like Straight Up with Stassi. My podcast is now going to be like, what do I say? Like what? I need like a new Bachelor in Paradise like title.
We'll come up with something.
We have to come up with something. So Kristen Doty's here with me right now because she's a big BIP fan.
Bachelor Nation for LYFE.
I feel like we chose the wrong reality show.
We really did.
Like, I watched this and I'm like, seriously? Life could be like this? It could be that interesting? I can go to paradise, just fuck shit up.
We should do like a spinoff where it's like the OGs of Vanderpump Rules, like mixed with some of the OGs from Bachelor Nation, and then we all go to paradise.
Yes.
That shit would be crazy.
Yeah, except you guys are all in relationships. So everybody except for me is in relationships. So how would that work?
I don't know.
No, I don't have a husband.
Maybe you'll find love in paradise, Stassi.
Can I be the next bachelorette?
You can have an $80,000 ring. You never know.
I mean, can we talk about that real fast, though? Do you know how it annoys me whenever I watch The Bachelor and like Neil Lane, of course, they're all so beautiful, but like he only gives them like four options to choose from. And they like kind of are all like super similar.
Yeah.
So it's like they're like, this is it. Oh, my God. I knew it when I saw it. I knew that this would be the ring. I'm like, dude, there were four there. Like, you couldn't really
Princess
fuck that up.
Cut with a halo.
Yes. Yeah, always. Oh, my God. Last year, who got the braided band one? I was like, ugh.
I don't remember.
I think it was I think Ben chose it for Lauren. It was like a, no offense if you have a braided band, it's just not my style. You know what I mean?
Stassi's very specific about her style.
I am very specific. So I don't want to offend anyone's wedding rings. I'm just like not huge on like, you know, the braided band.
Did you see JoJo and Jordan at Crate and Barrel in Beverly Hills today?
Obviously.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Just happened to be walking
to Crate and Barrel and like her nipples were like, that's all I could look at.
She had fake boobs.
I assumed.
Yeah. Carter was like, no one has perky big boobs like that and doesn't wear a bra. Like, it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
And
I'm telling you. They were there. I mean, they look good.
They did.
I was jealous of that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I should call my plastic surgeon and be like, you didn't do that great of a job on my breast reduction because my boobs don't look like that. I should have just got like small implants in them so that they just stayed high. You know, they stay high forever.
No.
They've already sagged. So
they're
it's like.
So good, though.
I love
the last
them.
Time you wore a bra?
I can't remember.
Not very often.
But I do offend people. Like, no. I offend people all the time by not. But it's like, it's. I spent my whole life not being able to not wear a bra. So now I'm just like, I'd rather just get a breast lift every single year.
Yeah.
And not wear bras ever.
It's
hot.
I like it.
So yeah, JoJo has nice nipples. She likes Chipotle.
And speaking of boobs, there's a lot of them on Bachelor Nation.
So many.
Bachelor in Paradise boobs everywhere. Can I just say, though, the twins are driving me nuts, and I hope that it gets better.
Okay.
They're adorable, but I'm just, they are,
you think
they
they're
are a unit. I do. I think they're really cute.
I think they're beautiful.
It's definitely a shtick.
I think physically,
yes,
they're stunning.
And I think they're probably really sweet and cute. I think it's a shtick that they push really hard on last season of The Bachelor, and now they're just like going for it even more. Like, they know what they're doing on TV, but it's like it was funny for a minute. You were a unit. It's not funny anymore because you're not like in high school.
Yeah. They're you don't need like to dress alike. You don't need to do your hair alike. Yeah. You don't need to do your when I was watching them, I was like, what happens if like one of them has a bad year and just like gains a few?
Yeah. I want one of them to just part her hair down the middle.
Me too. Oh my God, I want that
just,
too.
Just do it.
And get
and all
low
of a
lights.
Sudden. Yeah, and just
maybe
all of a
get,
sudden.
Maybe do a lob.
She would stick out.
Oh my God.
So
if one of them got a lob.
She'd be engaged, I bet.
She would totally be engaged. Like, it would be so hot. Yeah. They have so much potential because they are so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they do their makeup beautifully and they do their hair beautifully. Yeah. And like, yeah, they look great. But like, we can punch this up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I literally just like cut the hair a little bit, a middle part, low lights, love it. Just so easy.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it would be like, damn, who's that girl that just walked in?
Totally.
Like fucking Pretty Woman type shit.
I'm just ready for them to like stop being so one dimensional.
I know. That is, I think, the theme of what we're going to talk about today. I feel like it's 90% of the people on Bachelor in Paradise this season are one dimensional.
But that might not be there. They might not actually be like that. It might just be edits because there's so many of them and like it's... Yeah. Granted,
but I have my favorites already, and then I have people that I think are boring. I have people that I think are clearly only on it because of producers, and it's like, okay, how long do we have to wait until they're kicked off?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
He has 3 kids, by the way. Whoa, where did that come from?
Who did he mate with? Where is this woman? Can I have her on my podcast? Yeah. Because like that would be more interesting than even having on it. Evan has driven me nuts from like day one, and I say
the minute he opened his mouth.
Yeah, I'm just like, dude, like I'm sorry, but like I'm pretty sure you like men.
He's so whiny.
Like I don't understand him at all.
He's just whiny and like moaning and just like ugh. Like but there's no testosterone.
I agree with that. But I also wonder all the time, and I say this on every single podcast, and I sound like a broken record, but just in case this is like the first time somebody's tuning in, I have to keep saying it. I know what it's like to be on a reality show. And I don't like judging reality people, but it's also my job.
Let's just say we're judging their characters
I'm judging what I'm seeing on TV. I have no idea what
they're
like in real life.
We're judging the character as a viewer, not as like a human to a human.
Yes.
Because who knows?
Exactly. So,
they also chose to be on a reality show and to be judged just as we did. So,
yeah, that's why
I don't get mad when people judge my character that they view me as. Not my character, but meaning like... the character of Kristen that is portrayed.
Yeah, because they're just going based on what they saw of like this. Yeah, and we're trying to entertain here and all that shit. Yeah. So yeah, I don't mind when people are like, you're such a bitch, you're a snob, you're all this. I'm like, YOLO. I'm glad I could entertain you. before we get into like, because I wrote down a list of everybody who's there, and I have some thoughts on things. Maybe I should tease the Chad situation right now. Or should I get into it?
I think you should tell the story because...
Okay.
I don't really even know it that well.
Yeah, you don't. No. Yeah. So...
Like, I was mind blown. I'm, like, getting, like, messages from random people asking me if you and Chad from The Bachelor are dating. I hadn't watched your Snapchat, so I had no idea what the hell was going
on. Well, I'm here to announce right here now that me and Chad are an item.
Congratulations.
I'm fucking with you guys. I'm kidding. Okay. All right. Well, I've talked about how, Grant, you know, Grant. So I've talked about his ex-girlfriend, who's my friend. And the last time I saw her was in November and everything. And we were talking about each other's relationships and all that. And she was showing me photos of her boyfriend, Grant, and how they're like looking at it. Like I feel like they were looking for rings. Like they were going to get married. Like it was a very serious relationship. And then all of a sudden, Audrey, the same stylist, Chris and I use the same stylist. Mm-hmm. Audrey texted me and she's like, oh my God, girl, my friend, like, I know you're obsessed with The Bachelorette, this dude Grant that's on it. One of my friends, like that was her boyfriend, and he used her reality show contacts in order to get on the show and then dumped her right before. And I was like, oh my God, send me her. Would she be on my podcast? Like, send me her contact info.
Not even putting
it together that this was. But yes. Yeah. And then all of a sudden she sent me the contact and I went to go text her and I'm like, Jen? And I like saw that we had like all a conversation. I'm like, whoa. I was like, holy fuck. Like, this is such a small world. This is so weird.
So LA.
Yes. And I talked to her about it. So she's a producer of Housewives of New York.
Jen is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know.
So she has a lot of reality contacts.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
and so
what a little
while they were together.
Scumbag.
Yes. Grant was applying for The Bachelorette.
I was just going to say, when you said his name, I was like, I really liked him.
And yeah, he seems likable. Of course, he seems likable. But you never know with people.
Yeah.
So
he likes Lace too much. So I do think he's kind of weird.
Yeah, he's like really like oddly into it like a lot, like in day one. So Grant went on, dumped her, went on Bachelorette, But then this also happened with Robbie and his ex-girlfriend, Hope. Okay. So Robbie was actually in a 4-year relationship with Hope. And Hope's only 24. So that's been her number one serious relationship, 4 years, 20 to 24. Robbie left her to go on The Bachelorette as well.
He's evil.
First of all, he's my least favorite out of everybody. Same. He just, like, there's something about him. He's just slimy and weird and gross. Yeah. I just, and
well, he's like right yes, down there. He's my bottom three.
Well, his bouffant is just like way too manicured all the time. Brooch, spray tan. He pink wears pink tie. Way too much. It's just like everything is way too intense.
Yeah.
I just like can't handle it. So I don't really care if he's nice in real life. Yeah, I'm going to judge this one. I really don't care. So Jen texted me and was like, hey, do you want to come over and watch Bachelor in Paradise? Hope's actually in town and Chad's going to be there and Carissa. So Carissa Thompson from who I'm obsessed with also. Whatever. So I'm like, I'm on this kick where I don't say no to anything now, which
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Because normally I just like to stay at home.
You're just living
when I'm off.
Over, but you need one summer. Of
but
that.
That's but see, this is no. what this problem this is what this is doing to me. The fact that you guys have given me the advice, you're single now, Sassy. Your job is to not say no to anything. If anyone asks you to do something or take another shot or something, like you have to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
Therefore, I am hungover every single day. So, like, being single equals being hungover 24/7.
But not really, because you'll learn to just keep going. I think that's where my stamina comes from.
That's what I've been doing.
My stamina comes from last summer. Because you remember a long time ago, I used to be, like, hungover a lot.
Yeah.
I used to, like, throw up all the time and, like, just be, like, a waste of space.
I do throw up all the time.
But now, when I'm rarely hungover. And I think I had a really good summer last
Actually,
summer.
Actually, I just think that's because you're a machine.
Now I am.
Like, you are, like, a hangover machine.
Train your brain. That's how I feel.
I'm trying to. This is what I do every day. I wake up after a night of me saying yes to things. I wake up. I do my normal routine of like having iced tea, my under eye patches, check Daily Mail. And then I wait for like noon to roll around and then I have a beer. And then I just start the process all over again
but
so that I just
that
survive.
First beer, you're like, all right, I'm good. I'm good now.
Yeah,
you
I feel
don't
better.
Get wasted. You're not doing shots. Like you drink like I drink. We drink kind of like consistently throughout
Steadily.
The day, but we're not sitting there doing like pounding shots and like purposefully trying to get drunk.
Yes.
So
I agree with you. So
but I'm glad that you didn't say no, because now you have amazing. This is another thing. You have amazing stories to tell me.
Yes.
I
see,
get to
that's
live vicariously.
That's
you.
The
it's
best
brilliant.
Part of saying yes to everything. I have so many new stories every night. So I'll back up a little bit just to give everybody some info. Chad found out that Robbie and Grant did this to his ex-girlfriend, their ex-girlfriends, and seeked them out. Is it seeked?
Sought.
Sought, yeah. Thank you. Sought them out and met both of them, Hope and Jen, and tried to like throw it in their faces or whatever. But Jen and Hope genuinely like Chad a lot as a friend. They're not dating.
They still do.
Yeah,
well,
they still
hang out with them, I guess.
Yes, they're like, we've taken him under our wing, like whatever. It's like that sort of situation.
They're like our little ape brother.
Yeah, that's how they act. Yeah. And so Hope and Jen became friends and bonded over the fact that they experienced the same thing with their boyfriends. Yeah. So when she texted me being like, do you want to come over? Hope's going to be here. And Chad and Chris, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to come over. I'm like, not going to say no to anything, especially this. It was really good timing because we were off. So I was like, this is actually working out perfectly. I rallied. I went over there. Chad was in a wife beater with blue jeans.
And veins.
And a belt.
And veins.
And veins.
That's all I could look at. It was like his blingy watch and all the veins popping out.
We had matching watches. It was like really weird. Yeah. It was the same brand too. We had matching Movado gold watches. It was like so weird.
Two people could not be more different than you and Chad.
Except he does like murder.
Well, I don't doubt that.
He kept talking about murder.
And
when I was watching Bachelor in Paradise, I was like,
I thought of you. Murdery and unmurdery.
Why aren't you interested in being murdery?
I wish that he used it in the correct context, because I would have just been so much more excited. But as soon as he said the word, I wrote it in my phone, in my notes. He said unmurdery, and I was like, I'm sorry, Stassi.
What? Yes, I was thinking the same thing. I was just like, you say murder? You what? Oh my God. Maybe we do have some stuff in common. I don't want to, like, okay. First of all, I think he thought he was Marlon Brando in A Streetcar Named Desire wearing that outfit and saying suck it on my Snapchat 24/7. But I really want to say this. When I watched this with them, I was appalled, because what he said to Sarah and, like, just a lot of the things he did and said, like, no fucking excuse for that. It was, I felt uncomfortable. Like, there was, it, like, when that aired and we were all together, I was just like, this is bad. Like, that, like,
and, you know, honestly,
I feel like I'm associating with an actual murder.
Yeah,
right,
my
now.
Thought on that when I watched it, like, I was disgusted. I was so sad. And then I kept thinking, like, do you know how many people she's probably taken scrutiny from, like, over her whole life, and how much shit she's dealt with? Like, normally, I'm sure she could just be like, whatever. But the fact that this is a show that she's on, this guy, Chad, was also hired to be on the show. She's sort of, by choice, but being forced to be in this living situation with a person who's, it's not like a random stranger on the street.
Yeah, she has to be around him
on social media.
She can't escape it.
Right. And that is where I think it is the,
and it's
worst
on national television.
Her.
Yes, it I is, felt really bad.
It's not like she should be embarrassed. Like, no, she's hot. She is so sweet. She is, like,
just, and she's there to find love. That's what made me sad. I'm like, yeah. This beautiful girl is there to find love. And
she could have came right back at him and be like, oh, really? You're going to talk about the fact that, you know, I
wish she would have, actually.
But she could have torn him apart.
I wish she would have, though.
She's just a bigger person, though. I hate that it made her sad.
No,
but I don't think it made her sad because of her arm. Like, she, what? She's
no, yeah,
fine.
She can.
It's
yeah,
just
she's
because
fine.
She
yeah.
shouldn't have to be put through.
Through that.
Something like that.
I completely
and I
agree.
I totally agree with her. And 100%. That's why I'm glad they booted him.
And that's why, like, when we watched it, we were all like, this is really fucking bad. You need to fix this. And
how did he react? Did he have a reaction?
This is the thing. And I want him to be on my podcast. He's a little, I don't understand. Like, he just tweeted, like,
when you wake up, when it's 5 a.m. and you realize you hung out with Stassi and didn't get her digis.
And I'm like, you do have my number, because I just texted you earlier saying, will you do my podcast? What are you fucking talking about? Like, what? Like, can you maybe just respond to me and not tweet about it? Like, just respond to me on my phone. Like, yeah. That would be nice. I hope
he
does it.
Hashtag pump rules. After
I made fun of him for that too. Well, okay. We have so much to talk about. Yes. So he knows what I'm saying right now. Like, I said this to his face. And because even when he would leave the room and we were talking about him, I'm like, I don't feel comfortable saying my opinion without him here. Like, I don't want to say anything negative without, like, unless I say it to him.
You're not trying to talk shit about him behind his back. You're just there to be honest in what you were invited over to watch with him, with the girls. And you're going to say your opinion right in front of him the way you always do.
Yes.
It's the way you handle people.
So the way that I feel about Chad is that I think he's just like, I think he is maybe a little lost. Like, he doesn't know that, like, it's okay to be vulnerable and it's okay to be decent and nice. It's like, I felt like, and I'm somebody who, I loathed what I saw. Like, when I saw him say that stuff, it made me so angry. But for some reason, like, when I was, like, with him all night long, with everybody else too, like, it was, I felt for him. I feel like he's lost. I feel like he's just, he thinks he's supposed to be this asshole. And so he's just doing what,
there's no, like,
this is how I get attention. So this is how I, yes. So this is how I, like, this is what, this is
guy,
all people
a
want
tough
from
guy
me.
That eats meat and has muscles would
it's
never
too
have
much
real
shtick.
Emotion.
Yes. It's too much shtick.
He doesn't understand that human beings are more than one dimensional.
Yeah. You can be dynamic and still be entertaining. Yes. Like, you don't have to. No one wants to see people be, like, cruel.
No.
No one wants to see somebody being vicious to somebody that doesn't deserve it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And I don't think he understands that yet. I'm not sure he understands the reality world yet. Like, there was something likable about him.
Because, you know, he's had a loss. And that's something that is so underlying, I think. I do agree with what Nick said on Bachelor in Paradise, and Nick said, you know what, I have a lot of friends who have lost their parents, and
they don't act like
it's,
that.
It's like when people say my parents are divorced, so now I'm a dick. Well, you know what? All of our, it's no excuse.
I agree
with that. But then you can also kind of just take a step outside of the box and say, okay, you know what? Maybe he's not someone that has ever learned how to deal with loss, or maybe we don't know how the way he was raised.
Yeah.
We don't know what his family life was like. Maybe that's all he had. We don't know. These are all speculations I'm saying. So there's something sad about it that we can all appreciate. And if he would tap into that, and I'm not saying use it.
So interesting, though.
Don't use it as an excuse. Because right now he's almost using it as an excuse instead of kind of.
I actually don't feel like he's using it as an excuse, because you don't ever hear him say it.
Oh, everybody says it on The Bachelor, not
on The Bachelor, but that was like once. But everybody's saying it about him. But I can see it in his eye. Like, I can see it.
I almost wish he would just. It's not. No, you don't have to make it everyone's business, like details. But like, just let people in a little bit. You made this choice to be on this show.
Oh, he's so closed off. He's closed off to everybody.
That's the biggest problem.
I could tell. Like, it was.
He could be a fucking fan favorite if he would just be honest about where this anger and like bullshit is coming from, because it's coming from a place of pain.
Yeah.
And instead he just keeps being an ape-like asshole, and it's like, come on, Chad.
He's literally, and first of all, what, he's 28? He's my age? Or 27?
That's what they say. I don't believe it. I mean,
you know, he was making fun of himself because he was like, he was talking about how he's 28, and I was like, dude, you look so fucking old. I'm 28.
I don't want to like take an opportunity like away from your podcast if he's like, well, your friend Kristen's a bitch, so I'm not doing it. So Chad, this is me as a viewer, straight up. But yeah, it just makes me curious, because I tweeted and I said, if Chad is 28, then Jax is 28.
I know, that was hysterical.
But that's how I feel, because they are like,
they look the same age.
They do.
Yeah.
Chad might look older.
And Chad literally reminded me of Jax, like, years ago, the whole entire time I was talking to him. It was freaking my brain out. I literally felt like I was talking to Jax like years ago.
Yeah. Like before he even got like smartened up, like street smartened up a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
A smidge.
Is Chad's bicep bigger than your waist?
No.
Pretty close. Wait. Though. His like shoulders and his biceps, they look massive. Like insanely massive. Like I've never really seen like a. He looks like the Incredible Hulk.
He doesn't look like that in person.
Even on your Snapchats, he did.
Really?
He looks.
Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention to what his body was like. I don't think I was paying attention. Yeah. Actually,
just curious.
I'm now gonna have to like go back and look at my videos and be like, was it? I'm not sure. But if he could just do my podcast and respond to my texts instead of tweet me random shit, then that would be nice. Okay. Oh. So. That was that. I called him out for hashtagging pump rolls. I'm like, dude, you Instagram photos all the time and you hashtag pump rolls. Why? And he like made some weird joke that Jax would make that made no sense. And I'm like, I'm going to let that one go. Like, just know that I know what you're up to. Like, just know that I know.
And he said, suck a dick.
That's your line. No one can take that from you.
And he didn't even throw me a bone.
I know.
He could have just put a little tweet out and been like, thanks, Kristen, for the material.
Yeah, seriously. Well, he did say that Vanderpump Rules is the only reality show he's ever watched, not even The Bachelor. He said that to me over and over again. Yeah. And I was like, then why wasn't I your favorite?
Yeah.
Pretty sure you'd like the asshole. Like, I was the asshole most of, like, really?
And you talk about murder. So.
Yeah. Huh. Doesn't even make sense. Okay. So I think those are my last thoughts about, like, meeting him.
I think eventually you'll get to the bottom of Chad.
I think I will too. I want to be his friend. Yeah. I want to help him.
Yeah.
I want to be friends.
Be really successful.
I'm going to text him later on and be like, hey, this is Stassi. Again, you do have my number. Let's be friends. Let's hang out. That's it. Let's help. Like, I can help you. I can make you good.
If he texts back Stassi who, please just shut it down and block his number.
Dude.
There's only one.
Well, listen, I'm on a first name basis on Twitter. So, you know what I mean?
Rub it in.
At Stassi. He better not Stassi who. Before we get into like our actual Bachelor in Paradise teardown, like you know, just like before we like purge our feelings, you know, like our feelings and food. You just got Bull and Branch sheets and used my code.
I did.
How do you feel about that?
I was so effing sick of no hate on Bed Bath & Beyond, but like Bed Bath & Beyond and Target and this and that and Wayfair and like all these websites and all these stores that I buy sheets at all the time. And I'm like, my boyfriend Carter is like really moody about sheets and duvet covers.
Shout out to Carter because he's going to do my podcast next week so I can get a man's opinion on Bachelor in Paradise because Carter's obsessed with Bachelor in Paradise.
Ooh. But he's super moody about like sheet texture, which I'm not that moody about.
That is so random.
He's so moody about it. Like, it's itchy. It's this. It's too hard. It's scratchy. It's whatever. I'm like, Jesus, really? So I'm like, Stassi, do you really?
Carter sounds like a pain in the ass
right now.
He's
a pain in the ass. And I'm like, do you love Boll & Branch? She's like, no, I'm dead serious. I know it's my sponsor, but like, I fucking love these sheets. So I'm like, fine, I'm gonna do it. And then I was like, well, which ones do I get? And I realized they're all very similar. It's just like your personal taste on the kind of the hemming of it or like the stitching. And so I don't know which ones you have, but I have the ones that have the very simple.
I like the simple stuff too.
That's the one. Yeah. Just because I live with a boy. No offense that you don't have a husband.
But, I don't have a husband.
But seriously, number one, they come in this packaging that looks like a wedding gift.
Yeah.
It is like the most beautiful thing. You untie all these like satin ribbons and then legit softest sheets ever. Legit.
I know. I get really excited when when people tell me this. Dead because serious. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I used my own code so that I could buy extras. And it looks so cute when you receive it. You feel like really
and they
fucking
were
special.
Way cheaper using your code.
Well, the reason why they're cheap in general is because
it's inexpensive. Sorry.
Yeah. Not cheap. Yeah, you're right. Inexpensive. Is because you're not buying them from Bed Bath & Beyond or Target or Neiman Marcus or Barney's or whatever. So, like, this Boll & Branch is a brand that allows you to purchase hotel-style five-star sheets, but you don't have to pay that much because you're just going straight to the source. And that's why I love them, and that's why I'm, like, really proud to always have them as my sponsor. And if you use my code STUSSI, you get 20% off your entire order. So that's bollandbranch.com, B-O-L-L and branch.com. And you get 20%. 20% goes a really long way.
It really does.
Like a legit long way. And I think it's a really good gift to give somebody because no one ever like really thinks about buying sheets unless they're moving into a new apartment.
Or had a breakup or something.
Yeah. But like everybody wants an extra set of, you can never have too many sets.
No, you can't, because like, you need to like, you know, wash
switch
them.
Switch that
really
shit out.
So soft, like it's kind of mind-blowing.
Well, and you were talking about how yours were a little oversized. That's what I love about them.
Yes,
because I don't like struggling to put them on.
Agreed.
My mattress,
and I feel like Carter and I have like the deepest mattress. I don't even know, it's like so much deeper than a deep mattress because we have the one that like reclines
deep
and
deep.
So deep, but it like reclines and like moves and whatnot. Do you know what I'm saying?
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know your bed did that.
Yeah, it has like a remote.
Wait, really?
Yeah, dead seriously. It's amazing. And so the fact that when we put these on, they're still like, there's so much room
what?
To tuck
Wait,
them
hold on.
Under
I'm
the mattress.
Sorry.
I thought I got the wrong size. Like I thought I accidentally ordered like a king or something. And I'm like, no way do these fit and like legit like have extra room to like tuck under and I'm not like yanking on them.
You have a bed that moves.
Yeah, the feet and the
and
headboard.
It vibrates.
Yeah, it massages.
Should I just get that as a single woman?
Probably.
That is,
it's pretty amazing.
Next time, why haven't you ever showed me that?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah,
my mind is blown right now that I don't know this.
Yeah.
Okay,
real.
Next time I come to your apartment,
so
you're gonna
shout out to Boll & Branch.
Yeah,
for real. If I would have gone to like a department store, I would have paid probably more than that, and they would have annoyed me in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and they would have gone into the drawer with all the other like guest sheets.
Yeah, good point.
No one gets to have these but me. But actually, I'll probably order some for my guest bed now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Well, I'm really glad you're here because there is this... You love Daily Mail just as much as I do.
I do.
You love stalking.
I love
more
stalking.
Than
I do.
You are the stalking queen. You can find anything out. Y'all, I always say this. Whenever something needs to like get done or somebody needs to figure something out, when they ask me a question, I'm like, text Kristen. Like, Kristen will be able to figure it out. Kristen can do it. Kristen could run a fucking small
country.
I
don't take no for an answer. that is like, I feel like that's how I live my life. I don't like when people tell me no, mm-hmm. or that I can't do it, or it's impossible. I'm like, oh, watch me. It's like, yeah. you just said like triple dare, or triple dog dare you. I'm like, done.
Yes. That's why I feel like you would really like this app that I'm talking about right now. This app is called Texture, and it is an app where it takes every single magazine that's out there, and you can look at every magazine on just this one app.
Like tabloids, you mean?
Yeah, or anything.
Okay.
You could Us Weekly, Vogue, or Architectural Digest, or fucking Food and Wine, or what, anything. So instead of just like, say, going to Daily Mail, you click on Texture. And you can, and instead of, say, paying $4 at a grocery store for a magazine, you only have to spend like a small, like such a small price every month. And you can look at any magazine under the sun, and not just current issues, but back issues. So like from a year ago, you could go back to like Harper's Bazaar 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So and
so
it
when traveling,
when traveling, especially like if you have like
your iPad,
like on your iPad, you can just look through magazines. It's actually like it's a brilliant app. And what makes it even better is that like you can tailor it to you, and you can say you want to just like look at something on The Bachelor.
Okay,
you can just. You can search it. So then any article that's about The Bachelor really cool. from any magazine will come up.
Dunzos.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Shout out to Texture. I'm down.
I'm like trying not to say Daily Mail that much anymore because I'm like, dude, Texture just shuts you down.
Yeah. It's like Daily Mail on crack.
Yes, it is. It is like on crack. Like
crack in a good way.
And I'm giving everybody a free trial right now. Free. Free, 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 for free, 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 for free. Y'all don't have to pay anything. So go to texture.com/Stassi. That's TEXTURE.com/Stassi. And you can start for free.
I love free shit.
Free is the best.
I'm doing it right now.
I just love pop culture and stalking and like reading shit. Like everybody yells at me for like not answering my phone or texting. And I'm like, they're like, but I know you're always on your phone. I see you on your phone. I'm like, yeah, because I'm looking up shit. I'm not actually texting people. I'm not communicating. Fuck that. Who wants to do that? I'm not like Kristen where like I have like four thoughts. So I have to send them in four different messages
like
and make
messages.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. Four thoughts, 12 messages for four thoughts. You can put all of your thoughts in one giant message that my phone only beeps once. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Sorry. I was actually doing the Texture thing. Right
it
now
really is like really
talking.
Cool.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
All right, let's get into Bachelor in Paradise. Before we go into all the like the people and stuff,
Are you gonna like go through the people and like what we think of them?
Or? I'm gonna start that, but I might actually, depending on how you work, how the vibe we get into with this, you know what I mean? I might switch that up. Okay. But before we even talk about anything else, I want to like maybe ask like, were these people roofied when they were making the intros? Like, how did they agree to film those intros? Like, they were drugged, right?
It is so brilliant because I like that they are like, it's almost like the show is self-deprecating.
That's the thing. I'm like, this is either
they're
the most embarrassing thing in the world,
fun of
or
the fact how trashy,
the most brilliant thing in the world.
No, it's so brilliant. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing.
But would you do it?
No, fuck no.
I don't know. Maybe I don't know if we're gonna be self-deprecating and like make fun of the fact that it's a.
Oh, like for Vanderpump Rules or something?
Well, no. If Vanderpump Rules asked
us
to do an intro like that,
I would absolutely
like,
do it. I would
no,
absolutely
I would
do
say
it in a
suck
heartbeat.
A dick. That's what I would say.
I
no.
would do it in a heartbeat.
If they asked me to pour champagne over my body while I'm in a bikini, I would literally.
But that's not your character. So you personally wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like they had the twins like being all bubbly and like they're kind of creating this shtick for each character and like overdoing it with the like cheesy music and like bad lighting and like the weird font choice and
yeah. I mean, I like that it's campy.
Yeah, they're making fun of themselves.
And I like that. Yeah, I like that. It seems like my dogs always bark when I'm doing this podcast.
And my dog's here. And that's
Gibson.
It's Zoe.
It's Zoe. It is Zoe. Yeah, I know that bark.
She's just annoyed because they're younger and annoying her.
I know.
But yeah, I think it's, I think
it is. Carly had the worst one. I felt bad for Carly that she had to pour champagne all over her body. Yeah. I'm like, that's unfortunate.
And Carly, I feel like, should have the most seniority almost.
I like Carly.
I do too.
Really? Because a lot of people tell me that they don't like her. I'm like, I like Carly.
I do. But she's also like friends with Jade. And so
I didn't know that.
They're like best. She was in Jade's wedding. And so they're like really good friends.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I already like, I don't know her, but I think I just know how much Jade loves her. So you guys, Jade Roper, I'm sorry, talking about from Bachelor in Paradise last season.
Jade and Tanner. Kristen's friends with Jade.
Janner, or whatever their name is. No, but I do really like her, and I really liked when she fixed her eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. She's, like, so pretty with her eyebrows now. Well, who's your favorite? Take Carly out of it.
Girl?
Favorite girl, favorite guy.
Okay. I might have to look at the list, but I'm like off the top of my head, honestly.
The twins?
No.
Nick, Jubilee, Evan, Nick, Chad, Lace,
Nick
Daniel.
Nick is probably my favorite guy.
Okay.
I was going to say, I actually, now that Vinny, the barber, is actually doing his hair in a normal way without that, like,
you're not saying volume, Vinny's like, your favorite guy. Bangs.
No, but honestly. I like him.
Seriously.
I think Nick is my favorite guy. But I also know that Nick knows what the fuck he's doing, and a lot of them don't. But I really, really like Nick, and I really liked Nick last season. I honestly don't remember Nick from his first time on The Bachelorette, even though he was the runner-up.
Oh, with Andy? That wasn't my favorite one.
I didn't really pay attention to
Andy. Oh, my
God.
Andy? Wait, no. Andy, Josh Murray, and Nick, like that
triangle.
See,
I don't know who Josh is.
Josh was, like, my favorite. Wait,
and I know he's coming back next episode.
Kristen,
I have no idea who Josh is.
You don't understand. I was, like, when I watched Andy's season, I was, like, dude, it would have been like game over. I think Josh is so cute. But then when I always
like
talk,
struck a nerve with Nick next week.
Well, I mean, it is edit. I mean, it's a commercial. It's a trailer.
I know,
but
still, the fact that they brought this guy back and now then he starts making out with
Josh,
Kimberly. What's her name? Shit.
I've asked people about Josh because we have mutual friends.
Okay,
he has a lot of Louisiana friends that I have too. I think, and they're just like, don't, and I'm like, okay. That's all they say.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you wouldn't actually like you wouldn't really like him that much.
I don't think that you would either. I don't even like him.
I just thought he was cute.
Preview.
He wasn't like that. So when I saw the preview of Josh coming back, I'm like, oh my God, he got some reality advice. Like, that's not what he was like when he was on The Bachelorette.
More kind or like.
Very kind.
Very sweet. Okay.
He seemed very sweet. He didn't know. He wasn't like here to fuck shit up. But he just did Famously Single on E! With like Brandy.
Oh my God, I haven't watched it
and
yet.
And Aubrey O'Day. And like,
oh God.
So yeah. It's like, I feel like he's just like gotten, like he's like catapulted himself. Yeah, like into this like reality world, and whatever show he can get on, he's like getting on. And like Fair, whatever. Cool. Yeah. But I'm excited for him to be back, because him and Nick were like rivals.
Yeah, I really like Nick. And I know you've interviewed him before, and you really liked him, like, in person. Like,
yeah, he was very
a really
kind.
Nice guy. He was very witty and funny.
He was a little censored, but that's because I feel like I think he was up for being The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So he was a little censored, but he was very kind.
But I really like him on the show, like, just as a viewer. Like,
I do, too. You know what?
I
do,
too. I
like
him on the show. I really like Sarah. I hope that she gets more screen time. I hope she speaks up more. I've always liked her.
I wish Sarah would, like, not be so nice,
like so soft-spoken,
so soft. Yeah, just like, dude, just say what you're really thinking.
Yeah,
say what you're thinking.
And I hope that that does happen, because I like, she is so beautiful, she's so smart, and she's funny, but yeah, she's very soft-spoken, and like, she kind of like waits to be asked a question.
Yes. And she doesn't assert herself.
Yes.
But which makes it, I don't understand why she's on a reality show then.
And
like, how she was chosen for a reality show.
I liked Lace after Lace got sober last night, or the other night's episode. Like, once Lace was, like, the next day, Lace, not even Lace when she was like, I've changed and I'm trying to change.
I know
all
what
that
you're
bullshit.
Saying.
But Lace the next morning after Chad, all the bullshit. And she was just like, look, like, no. And then she said, I see a little bit of old Lace in Chad. I was like, girl, I feel
Kristen,
you.
Kristen, I just need to say this.
I know you're going
Lace
to.
Is you years ago when you were at your most psycho, but like times 10 million.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching this being like, pretty sure that's what I imagine Kristen's like in her relationships behind closed doors all the time. They like have sex and hit each other. Like, you just like, you're feisty though. You know what I mean? I don't actually mean hit each other. I mean like,
well, I think she may be.
Well, she might. Yeah. But I mean like, fight and hook up, and then just like you like the, it's like the I'm not saying you're like that now.
The, I know, the push and pull.
The put, yeah, the you, drama you feed off of that, like that energy, yeah, and
the
I
erraticness
just
erraticness of like.
I just kept laughing, and you guys kind of like look similar. You both are tall, skinny,
I love her
brunettes,
with
like
long hair.
Her extensions are ratchet. Sorry,
I see. I like it.
They
I
are
really
not blended.
Do. Not at all. But
and I, granted, I can say this because I've had some pretty ratchet extensions at points
of
in my life.
Like that.
What?
On her. I do.
No, she looks beautiful with long hair. Yeah. I'm just saying like they're...
It goes black to orange. Like I
well, it like goes like... It's like she has short hair and then all of a sudden you see like...
Yellow extensions.
A long hair.
Yeah.
It's like... It just doesn't make sense.
But I really, she reminded but I really me... liked her. I did. No, not a lot of people stick out to me. Like Jubilee bores... Sorry, bores the shit out of me. Like... I
not
mean,
a lot of people stick out to me too. I'm like looking
not
at my
yet,
list
but
right
we have
now.
So, that's the thing.
Daniel,
I can't
oh
deal
my
with
God,
Daniel.
I can't.
Cheese on the moon.
I don't. You know what? I don't.
Walking ca- over a ledge.
I don't
Daniel,
care if I'm being judgmental about him either. Like he can suck it. Like he's a
he's
moron.
Dumb as fuck.
And just him being like, I was hoping there'd be like some attractive girls here. I'm like, be more of a dick. Like just try. Try to be more
There's
of a dick.
There's actually not one unattractive
girl. Every single girl is gorgeous. Like are you, and first of all, Daniel, your face is like not the best.
No,
like,
he's a butter face.
Yes. And no one would want to have sex with something that's like that hard.
The only thing I appreciate
his
about
body.
Daniel, I know. The only thing I appreciate like about Daniel is the fact that he doesn't give a shit to like stand up to Chad. Because without him, it would have been a very weird dynamic of no one having a one-on-one with Chad.
Oh, come on. You know that Daniel did that because he's like, this
he
is screen time
muscle,
and this is my
muscles.
Only, this is my own, I can be the one.
Yeah.
I can be the
because
one to
he
go
has
to Chad.
Muscles. Chad has muscles.
Yeah. They like their.
Whatever. I just don't like him. But at the end of it, when I was watching the previews for next week, there's so many people coming on, thank God. There are a lot of people I didn't recognize.
Oh, yeah. Who's that Izzy girl?
I remember Izzy now.
I don't remember her.
I do. It took me a little bit. I do remember her from... I remember her. But meaning next week that are coming on. There are people in the previews. Like, you know, Ashley comes on. Like,
thank God.
She's fun. She blows her nose a lot, but whatever.
I love when Ashley's on. I'm sorry. I think she's such good television.
She is good TV. But there was like a couple of girls that I'm literally like, I haven't... Who? What? What season? What? Like, are
I don't
you,
know
are you
other
from
ones
like
that are
Jake's
coming on.
Season? Like, I don't
oh,
know.
Yeah, I know. When it they would, like bring back people that I'm like, who are you?
Like, are you 42? Like, why are you on Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah. That's how I felt about Izzy.
And
I don't know
how I feel about Kayla.
Oh, character shoes.
I don't
Kristen,
like Kayla.
She wore T-strap. And I love a good T-strap shoe. But you know when you're doing musicals, like when you're in musical theater and you have to wear these like character shoes?
That's what
she wore all season with Ben. Yeah. So her name is no longer Kayla. It's character shoes.
That's really good.
I'm telling you, go back
see,
and look.
I don't
Those
see
are the
how
only
she
types
could
of shoes.
Steal Jared away from Ashley.
Can I tell you though? I know who gets engaged and who doesn't, and I can't give it away.
You do? Okay, I have ideas.
I'll tell you after.
Tell me later.
Yeah, I can't ruin it for everybody.
I have
but I
two
can
ideas. I actually I have. Well,
don't
I have,
say it to me because
no,
I don't
I
say it right now because
no,
I don't want to give
to.
It away in my face.
Actually, I only have like two ideas, and so if I'm wrong about it, then I don't, then I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go there later.
Yeah,
but I don't get the Kayla and Jared. I don't.
Why is everybody obsessed with Jared?
I mean, he's cute. We've never hung out with him, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, he's cute, but like...
Didn't we say on Ashley's Instagram, like, they're always, like, hanging out?
They're always together. That's why I always wonder about their relationship. Like, are they just, like, best friends?
Maybe.
And she's in love with him, and he's not with her, and they, like, she accepts that, so they, like...
She just wants to make sure
they're
that
in
he's
a relationship,
always...
but not... They're not right. They're not romantic, so it's a relationship, because they're hanging out all the time like they are in a relationship, but it's not romantic.
Oh, my God, I've been in one of those.
You have? With whom?
Yeah. No, like, back, like, a long, long time ago.
Really?
I was on the end of, like, he wanted more from me, and we were best friends. And he was, like, all about being my best friend, but at the same time, he just didn't want me to be with anyone else, but he accepted being my best friend. And it is very weird.
Huh.
Because my relationship's always being judged, but he's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a really good, I'm wondering if that's what it is.
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's very interesting.
They might end up together.
I don't
eventually,
know
years from now.
She just cries so much.
So do I.
Not like that.
I mean, no, I don't cry like that. No, I know. I know. Well, I don't know. This summer.
You like tear up. You don't have full-fledged meltdowns.
She full-on is like...
Yeah, like Tom Sandoval in Miami.
Yeah, like she cries, but she's like such good TV that I'm like, please don't ever get rid of Ashley Eye.
She's fantastic.
No one ever get rid of Ashley Eye.
I'm trying to think.
Amanda... I think she's adorable, but like
she is so cute. I'm excited to see how this season goes for her because I didn't love her on The Bachelor. I thought she was so sweet, so cute, but like I was just kind of like.
I saw her at Disneyland, and I went up to her, and I was just like, kids. Yeah, I was like, I always, you know what? This is what drives me nuts. I'm sorry. I go up to anytime I see someone from The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I go up and I'm like, I am such a big fan. I love your show. Holy shit. I can't believe I'm like around you right now. And I fangirl. And like, I would think that would make them feel good. And they act like they're fucking Brad Pitt or Angelina. Like, who are you, peasant?
Entitled as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
They act entitled as, not everyone. I'll say when I met Olivia, you weren't there, but Olivia from last Bachelor season was so, so kind. And she's like, oh my God, I love your show. And like, so sweet. But I remember when you and I went to a bar in West Hollywood and we were Parlor.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. So, I'll say it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I love Ashley Eye on camera. I think she's great on TV. But
she was a bitch.
I met her before. We met her
twice with Jade
at an event.
Yeah.
Yes. And then all of a sudden we're all out after I interviewed. Was JJ or
JJ.
Something?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're all out.
Who's
and
so nice.
She's acting like she's. She's sitting next to me and she's just like kind of
so
like who are
entitled.
You
so fucking like, entitled
and I'm like is this real life?
I know I didn't like that it.
It makes me sad. It's so like even when I went up to Amanda at Disneyland, I like accosted her. I was like, oh my God,
yeah,
I love you, I love your show. We're not, I didn't say I love you, I don't know her. I'm like, I love The Bachelor, like it's my favorite thing in the
so
world.
Cool.
Yes. And she was sweet. She's like, thanks. And then like that's it. And kind of like turns around as if like I'm a creep. Like if I'm like
that's
somebody,
so weird.
I'm like, even if you have never seen Vanderpump Rules or anything, I don't look like a 70-year-old homeless man coming up to you, like freaking you out. I'm a girl your age. Like
who's like, I love the show.
Yeah. I'm
just telling you, I love the show and I think it's so great. You were on it, whatever. And be kind to those people.
Yeah.
Without those people. Bachelor peeps, if you're listening to this, without those people, you don't have a fucking show. You don't have a job.
Yeah, it annoys
me. Be grateful.
It makes me disheartened. Like, it makes me, like, not want to watch it sometimes. Granted, I get over it within, like, 5 minutes
because
I'm like...
But we're so nice. Like,
we are.
We don't think we're a big deal.
No, when people come up to us, I'm like, oh, my God, you're coming... oh, my God, that's so nice.
Literally,
thank
I'm
you.
Like, Like, what?
That I don't understand, like, where...
You wouldn't have a fucking job without these, like, viewers.
Where
like,
anyone could get off just being like, who are you again? And then, Ashley, I was at Sir one night. I was there, too, while I was having dinner. I didn't run into her, but everyone was coming up to me telling me. And I was like, she met me once. She had no, then she met me again and didn't know who I was and pretended like
and
she'd
what?
Never.
She
and then
on,
she goes to Sir.
Did she like, go on Yelp? In West Hollywood and she was like best restaurant. I just need to really go there. Come on. You know why the fuck you're going to Sir, especially if you're on reality TV.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're doing. You're going to be seen.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Ashley, but you were like kind of mean to me, but you're really good on television and I hope you stay
you
on my television for a really
for
long
it.
Time. Yeah, by all means, you can please
do
make
a podcast.
Up for it. Please make up for it. Yeah. Tell me you didn't mean it. My feelings are hurt.
Sassy
I'm sensitive. I'm a cancer.
You.
I can't handle that kind of shit. Real fast. Are any of you guys hiring? If you are hiring, then that means you're probably a baller. Because most of us aren't like in the market for like hiring employees. You know what I mean? I know that it gets like really overwhelming to go to all of these different websites to post like classified ads like Craigslist. What are the websites? Granted, I'm not somebody who's hiring people.
I'm not either.
But they're like all of these different ones.
There are.
And I hear people bitching
like
about yeah, all of these
like
different things.
I remember when I was unemployed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. ZipRecruiter.com is basically like, if you know what Polyvore is for shopping online, that's what this is like. Like, so you'd have to go to ZipRecruiter.com, post your ad, And then it posts to all of the different websites. And then you only have to go back to ZipRecruiter to check to see who applied. And then you can go through them and weed them out and see what you who you want to even meet or who's like done in so much less time.
It cuts the fat.
Yes, it 100% cuts the fat and just like cuts time. That's annoying to go to all these different websites.
Yeah. Who has time, especially if you're hiring people? You don't have time.
Yeah. So basically, go to ZipRecruiter.com/employ. I don't know why they don't use my name. Makes it so much harder. You guys have to remember, if you're wanting to like hire somebody, don't do ZipRecruiter.com/Stassi. It's a /employ. But the website makes it so much easier to just like, I don't know, cuts time out of everything. And that's what's up. But my... this is like the big one. I am single right now. I live alone.
So single.
Sometimes my dogs aren't here because my mom has to watch them if like I'm going to town and I'm still here and like she hasn't brought them back. So like I feel unsafe in my apartment. And I also realized that like I already knew that I get like packages like 5 times a day, but I also use my name. I literally write Stassi Schroeder. I might as well be like, Stassi Schroeder, come and rob me. This is my address. So I've been starting to feel unsafe lately, just a little more. And luckily, I got a security system. And it's not a security system that costs like thousands of dollars that you need somebody to come install this like weird ass shit. And I'm sorry, it feels weird to like install a security system in a little apartment. You know what I mean? Like, who does that? Well, you can do that when it's an easy to use, like install in less than like a half an hour situation. And that is called ring.com. And that's like ring as in your finger, like ring finger, ring.com. I don't even know how they got that website.
Yeah, how did they? Did they
get that website like when the internet came out?
I don't know.
Do they have to like pay a lot of money for whoever had ring.com before?
It's brilliant though.
It is. Like, how did that happen?
It is brilliant.
Let me just tell you how amazing this is. Basically, you get a doorbell with a video camera on it, and that is all connected to Wi-Fi. And then you have an app on your phone where if anyone walks past your door or is lingering or anything like that, you get notified on your phone. You can go on your app and you have live video recording of whoever is right there. But not just that, you can talk to them. You can talk to them. Honestly, even if I don't have burglars coming and like, if it's just my neighbor, I think I'm going to start playing tricks on people.
No, you just want to talk to your FedEx and UPS people and be like, I know that it says insurance and I need to sign, but like, I'm just right here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
This is my vocal signature.
The all and powerful Oz.
My online shopping.
Yes, just leave it there. Don't make me go drive to fucking the post office. It'll annoy me. I just feel like I could fuck with my neighbors.
That too.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if like you're like some one of my neighbors is
a solicitor, like come into your like courtyard,
you're just like,
sort of
get the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, you're not welcome.
Yeah. What if you just like heard somebody all of a sudden is like saying that stuff?
I would freak out and run. Yeah. I'd be like, what the fuck?
It's fucking weird.
I'm really excited. This like,
no, it's made me feel very, it's cool. Made me feel very safe, and I'm going to start playing pranks on people, and it's easy to use. And all the doorbells, you can get different, like they have silver, gold, copper. They have different shades of gold.
And when you're out of, like, or not when you're out of town, I'm sorry, when you're gone, like when you like go out for like 2 hours or 3 hours and your dogs are home, like, sorry, your dogs are not vicious.
They think they are.
Zoe are not going to scare people away.
No, they're not.
And so if someone is trying to like tap into, you know, your apartment, like a little burglar or something.
Yeah.
You'll know.
I know.
Luda's not scaring that person away. You will. With your scary voice.
Heck yeah. I wonder if I can find a way to do like a voice, like, what's it called?
Oh, when like you like can like change your voice. Snapchat filter voice, like a voice modification.
Yeah, like, yeah, modification, like the scream voice or something. Yeah. So y'all go to ring.com/Stassi and you get $50 off when you order your security kit. I want everyone to be safe. Anyone who's listening to my podcast, I don't want you to die or be murdered or robbed. Granted, even if you're not listening to my podcast, I don't want you to be murdered or robbed or whatever. Like, I don't want anyone to die. maybe some people, but like not everyone. Just so make just yourself
won't,
safe.
We won't tell those people about yeah. it, but everyone else.
People who deserve to be robbed, like, don't tell them about ring.com. Okay? Let's keep this between us. You know? Us Khaleesi's. We need to... We'll be there for each other. Is there somebody at my door? That's weird.
I have so many comments on us.
So...
that was funny. Joking.
I mean, is there anything else?
No, I just feel like I'm ready for next week. Like, well, Chad comes back, sort of. I mean, not comes back.
Yeah, just like Cavsies, I guess.
There, so I'm curious to see what happens and what the whole hospital thing is about.
Oh, you know that they're Evan so good at making. Go. They're Evan so good at making this like these trailers, like so that they never actually are what they are.
No, of course not. We know Evan didn't get in a fight, but like
Evan doesn't know how to fight.
Can Evan just go?
I know. I get it. I'm like looking
but
at.
There's so many new people coming in.
I'm excited so, for the new people to
me
come
too,
in.
Me too, because things need to be like stirred up. It's been such the Chad show that like I want to see other things happen.
Yeah.
Other than like some makeouts in the ocean and everyone being mad at Chad.
You know what Chad did? I'll finish with this.
Okay.
What Chad, you just reminded me of something. What Chad did keep saying the other night was he was like, you know what? All of these people act like they're so fucking nice. He's like, you don't understand. They're sitting there talking about how they're going to look and what they can say on TV to do this. And he's like, and I'm calling it out. He's like, it's so annoying because they're all pretend. Like he's looking at them being like, you guys are acting like you're something that you weren't like off camera. So like, what are you doing right now? And he's the only one that's calling it out. And that was something I
appreciate that.
I really appreciate
that. He just
has
to learn how to navigate that.
Yes.
And portray it correctly.
I tried to explain that as well.
On or off television, on social media, whatever. Because I know that you and I both.
Yeah.
I fucking
we fucking know when
shit.
People just do things for.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? We've all gone through like the
shit. You just want to be liked on camera. You want to be liked by America. So like you're going to pretend to like.
I appreciate that, Chad. I actually really do. But yeah, you can help him learn how to navigate that a little bit.
I think I can. Chad, I think you need to be my BFF.
Yeah.
Not my BF, but my BFF.
Extra F.
Extra F on the end. And then I have a drunken note that I wrote. Bachelor in Paradise is like Hunger Games.
You did say that.
Yeah.
And I mean,
but
agree.
It is. Because if you don't match up with someone, it's you're dead.
You said that first about after the final rose or the men tell all or something. And how there's an audience there. That's
yeah.
the first time you said
oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. But it really is like watching Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You're watching people just embarrass themselves, destroy each other. But then you have to survive, like, especially in Bachelor in Paradise. Like, if you don't match up with someone, like, you're out.
You're
so, like,
out.
You got to just, it's like dating Hunger Games.
It's so true. Good job, Bachelor Nation.
All right, Kristen, thank you so much for being so enthusiastic about Bachelor in Paradise the same way that I am. Carter is going to be on my podcast next week. I hope that Chad responds to my text message and he's on it too. Ugh. Love you guys. Bye, Khaleesi's. Oh, go follow Kristen at @KristenDoty on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat. Later.